It is time for the Dictionary of Sydney. Nicole Cummer's in the studio. We're tackling one of Sydney's most enduring myths. And I don't think this needs a language warning or anything, but the foundational orgy. Now, that is not something I expected to say on breakfast radio.
No. And I'll try and keep it to a minimum, but, you know.
No, I've just orgy it
is one of our, yeah, it is one of our most famous kind of urban legends, and it's stuck around for such a long time because it is such a great story, I suppose. But it is one of those things that I'm afraid is not true.
Well, for anyone who hasn't heard about it, what's the story?
So this is the story. So Grace Carsons, who wasn't involved in it, she's a historian. She's written a fantastic, really compelling article for the Dictionary of Sydney that I encourage everyone to read. But she details the myth, and she says that the story goes that on the 6th of February, 1788, so the anniversary was a couple of days ago, when the convict women of the Lady Penryn, the ship Lady Penryn of the First Fleet, disembarked after their 13-month journey from England to Australia. And after they stepped ashore, they supposedly engaged in, I like the words, mass sexual congress.
Mm.
That's maybe a better way of saying it. With convict men who were apparently fueled by rum. So that's
already?
The story.
So we were already drunk.
Yes, they were already. It had been less than a fortnight since the First Fleet actually made landfall at Sydney Cove, and this allegedly occurred in the Rocks area. Of course, they just kind of put it to the Rocks area, which is the convict side of town.
You can see why it's a popular myth, can't
you? Yes, I really do. It's kind of a very kind of funny story, but really the idea for this orgy actually dates from about 1963, not 1788.
Aww.
As I know. A bit disappointing, and it was really when historian Manning Clark, who was a great historian, wrote of what he termed the drunken spree in his short history of Australia.
Right.
But then he quickly checked his sources, like historians should, and recanted on this kind of description of the night. But really, the story was out. And Marion Quarterly, another historian, really said, I think it was in 1987 in her book, she said that, you know, it really had kind of imprinted itself on history students' imaginations. You know, you can just, it would have been taught at universities and then spread. History students were even taught that, and I suppose they would have kind of run with that. And sometimes that happens and they don't check their sources and everything gets very confusing. I mean, it even appeared in Robert Hughes's The Fatal Shore, which is a very, as we know, is a very famous novel. And in the works of Tim Flannery and Peter Fitzsimons, it just kind of kept snowballing.
Wow.
And there are many, I suppose, where historians, we go back to our primary sources. So in a way you could say there were kind of traces of the idea of an orgy in one of the diarised accounts from the First Fleet, and that's the diary of the surgeon Arthur Bowes Smythe, I think is how you pronounce his name. And he... you know, I've actually read this really fascinating diary account, but you need to read it, I suppose, in the context of all the other diaries and sources. And he described the scene after the women disembarked, and this is what he said. The men convicts got to them very soon after they landed, and it is beyond my abilities to give a just description of the scene of debauchery and riot that ensued during the night.
Wow.
So there's kind of like a heavy hint there, I suppose you could say, right? But Carsons notes actually it was beyond his abilities because he wasn't actually on shore. He was still on board the Lady Penryn, which is moored out in Sydney Harbour. So he wasn't actually there to witness it. And you can imagine if it was during the night as well, it would have been a bit dark. So, you
so
kind
the
of
eyewitness
think,
wasn't even an eyewitness.
Wasn't even an eyewitness in the end. So that's in question. And to add to that, if you read his diary, his full diary, throughout the voyage, he describes the behaviour of the women convicts on the Lady Penryn, because that was really convict women's ship.
Mm.
And he always frames it in kind of, not always, but quite kind of peppered throughout the diary. He talks about it in sexual and deviant terms. In one excerpt, he said, "The greater part of them are so totally abandoned and callous to all sense of shame and even common decency." So this is an interesting comment, and potentially very loaded with his own kind of prejudices. So you could say that that comment that caused this kind of orgy story to come about might have been an assumption. He might have been making an assumption.
Sounds like the good doctor might have had a bit of a febrile imagination when it came
to maybe he just assumed, you know. Exactly, and maybe he thought about that.
Quite a lot by the sounds of it.
And I suppose even more telling is the fact that none of the other diaries actually mention such an event occurring on that night, let alone any other night during early settlement days. So you can actually, if no one else mentioned it, you kind of think that that would be something that would be mentioned.
You think it might come up at least in one other diary.
Yes, yes. But, you know, in this world of, and it's interesting, Grace Carson's used the word alternative histories. And I thought alternative facts, alternative histories. We see that a lot now. It's continuing, and I'm not sure the story's going to go away anytime soon.
At least this one's a bit of a joyous one and not
a horrible story. Yeah, at least, yeah, that's correct.
Wow. Nicole, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Honestly love that so much. You mentioned that we can read about that on dictionaryofsydney.org.
That's correct.
Fantastic stuff. We'll have another Dictionary of Sydney this time next week.